Good morning. New episode today, February 7, 2019. New episode. Very interesting topic, very interesting chapter. An important subject. Today's episode is called "There's No Such Thing as Stepkids." None at all. So on this beautiful day, we're going to dig in on this topic that's very important in our days that we're living in now. A lot of families going through it. A lot of relationships going through it. Everyone, mostly everyone has an experience through it or is about to have an experience through it. Touchy subject, touchy, very touchy. Children are the most beautiful creatures on earth. Children. We all became children one day. And today, they are our topic of the day. There's no such thing as stepchildren, stepkids. As parents, mother, father gets into a relationship and creates this beautiful creature. It's called children. The most amazing blessing to have on this God-given earth. Sometimes things just doesn't turn out the way that you thought it would be. Many problems occur in a relationship. Not faulting anyone, just things happen. Things happen. However, when those issues occur, you still have this responsibility. This beautiful child that you have. Sometimes there are events that and a relationship is impacted so much. So much that it causes a curve within another relationship between a family. For example, the couple breaks up, the child no longer sees the father, or the other way around, maybe, especially nowadays, the child doesn't see the mother. And it's kind of a difficult situation because you're in a rough spot. You're at a stance in life that you have to keep moving, you have to keep going, but you have to be there for your child. So it's rough. It's rough. It's rough for the mom. It's rough for the dad. But guess who's it really rough on? The child. That child right there is so confused. So innocent, so confused, and so affected about what is going on around them. Have no idea. Has no idea. But it's truly affected on the results of the problems that's going on with the mommy and daddy. The mom could move on. Typically happens. Dad typically moves on. The child is just on a stalemate on what's going on. When can I go see mommy? When can I go see daddy? You know, there comes a time that the parent, you know, is doing things right for her family. The guy doing things right for his family. And they move on. They try their best to work it out. Just moves on. Goes to the next chapter and finds this one person that cares. Goes on a date, you know, or friends, become friends, and have this interest with another human being that's, you know, not part of the trio, not part of the family. And especially for that child is basically wondering what the heck is going on. Who's this stranger? That child is going through a whole mix of emotions. It's a tornado. It's a whirlwind. It's a hurricane. It's all type of storms. Emotionally, mentally, and even physically. By the sight of everything that he's seeing. And now, you know, it's not mom's fault. It's not dad's fault. Sometimes things just happen. And it's okay. It's okay. These kids, they're very special. Very special. Ignorant people call them extra baggage. Ignorant. Selfish. Dare to call them extra baggage. It's just an interlude on what we're talking about. It feels like the world doesn't care anymore. Want to shove kids to the side. Especially children that, quote unquote, doesn't belong to them. That's a big problem in this society today. Big problem. It's not their fault. They have no choice. They're in a situation that they're tangled between mom and dad. Sometimes the dad is not even there and they just have this full-on relationship with their mom and they just have no choice. They have to find a way to comprehend and understand mom and her new friend. Very difficult for the child. Very difficult. Doesn't matter what age. Young. Especially older. From the kid's point of view, it's just so confusing. So confusing, so delicate. It's just a hard time, people. It's just a hard time to understand what's going on. Now, today's episode is basically a big view. On the side of the stranger side of the family. Just quote unquote stepmother, stepfather. Which in reality, the title of the podcast today is there's no such thing as stepkids. Also, there's no such thing as stepfathers, stepmothers. Definitely not. You know, I'm one example as well that I have four beautiful kids, four. And two of them were brought in by my beautiful wife. But I don't call them stepkids. I don't call them stepboys, or I call them my sons. My sons. my kids. Personally, yes, in the beginning, it's natural for you to come get to know somebody and then you find out that they have kids. Yeah, you know, you're not gonna be emotionally attached right away, instantly. You're not. You know, everyone's human. You're not gonna be right away. Oh, you know what? Hey, this is day two. How you doing, young lady? I love your kids. Let's go out and have some ice cream. No, it just doesn't work out like that. It's a very big deal, a big responsibility. It's a big change in everyone's life. Especially the kids. So as far as you, a person, I'll just say person, I'm referring to man and woman, going into a relationship with somebody that has kids, it does take a lot of patience. It depends on the person. In my eyes, it depends how much you love the person. And ironically, when you're meeting somebody new, you're not really loving them. You don't just love them off the bat, because then it's fake. It's fake. You can't just love somebody instantly. You can't. When you're getting to know that person that has kids, you have to find out what they stand for, who they are. Can you trust them? What is life for them? What's important to them? And of course, 99% of the times, the kids. Not baggage, kids. And you know, from what I recall, in order to be in a relationship, in a nice, loving, healthy relationship, whatever the partner loves, you have to prioritize it. Not saying it happens overnight. It takes time. Patience. A lot of time and patience. But it can be done. It definitely can be done. So what I could speak about today is I could give a couple of my point of view of how I handled my situation as well. A couple tips from what I think that can help out anybody else that's going through the same thing. Again, once you start getting to know somebody that does have kids, man, you have to truly be into them. You have to be fully committed, because guess what? That person, they're not going to leave their kids behind. They're not going to be second. You're going to be number two. And you have to understand that. And if you're not even grown enough to understand that, then it's just not for you. It's not for you. Yeah, there's, you know, plenty of fish in the sea, you know. Everyone, there's always somebody for somebody. But it just won't be for you if you can't understand that you're gonna be number two. And that's perfectly fine, because those kids are human beings. Human beings that actually have no choice, have absolutely no choice on what's going on, because they're innocent kids. So, if you are interested in being in those kids' life in the relationship that you met with your new girlfriend or your new boyfriend, I'm here. I'm the guy to talk to, because I was there. And just to be blunt and straight up, it takes patience, takes dedication. It takes a lot. It does take a lot, but what I tell you, it's not hard. It's not hard. Day by day, you're going to go through your daily relationships with that special someone, and you're getting to know him or her better, and you're getting to know the kids better. One thing that's going to help both of the parties out, the children, and, well, three parties, yourself, girlfriend or the boyfriend, the children. Spend time getting to know little by little. Little by little. You don't have to just rush and jump in. Hey, I'm your new daddy. Doesn't work like that. Get to have a relationship with those girls, with those boys. Get to have a nice relationship. Little by little, not instantly. Kids are innocent. Kids are confused, but they're not stupid. They're not dumb. All they know is mommy. All they know is daddy. They're not stupid. Get to know them. Talk with them. Interact. Have a great interaction. Express some interest. Even if the stuff that you're not interested in, but you know that they are, have a conversation with them. They just went through some. They're not. They just went through some difficult times of seeing their mom and their dad just going through it. Separation creates anxiety. Probably have anxiety as well. Who knows? Just give the extra effort a conversation and starts. Starts with a conversation. And you know, in the beginning, you know, when you initially meet with the boys or the girls or the children of whoever you're talking to, just make it quick. Hello. Nice little short meeting. Hey, how you doing? Hey, my name is this. My name is that. You know, sometimes kids reject people outside of a relationship automatically, fast. They want mommy all to themselves. They want daddy all to themselves. Just make it quick, friendly, first impression. Hey, how you doing? My name's this. I know your mom. I know your dad. Great. I heard you like sports. Okay. Well, have a nice day. That's it. Simple. You know? Sometimes, you know, you never know what the relationship though was going on with the parents, unless the mom or the dad already told you, if you're, you know, speaking with them. You don't know if the kids are grieving. Maybe they got separated. Maybe there was a divorce. So allow time for them to grieve. Just be that close friend to the mom. Sometimes, yeah, it might backtrack your relationship with the adult, but so what? If she's worth it, then the kid's definitely worth it. There's no rush. This ain't no appointment. Especially if she means that much to you. Again, some parents have divorces, some parents domestic violence, all that stuff. Just try to find your place. Try to see the balance. And don't even take no offense to it. Don't take no offense to it, man. Us guys as well. Don't take no offense to it. You know, us guys, we're pretty much mama's boys. Pretty much love attention. But in this situation, it just sways everything out, man. You're not a child. You're a grown man. You're a grown man. You gotta have the kids first. It's all what the kids need, what they're going through. One day at a time, one foot at a time, one pant leg at a time. Guys, women, if you start developing, this relationship with the child little by little, keeping it brief day by day, it's growing and it's starting to get a little more contact with them. You know, you could still be talking to the adult, you know. Your relationship is getting closer. She, of course, you know, assuming the mom's like basically very interested in you and letting you talk with the boy or the girl, the son or the daughter. You're in there. Keep it going. Keep it going. Keep conversations. There's going to be times that, you know, the kids are going to go through a stage. They're going to get greedy. They're going to get selfish, which is fine. They're kids. They're going to want time of their own with the mommy or the daddy by themselves. One tip from me to you, get lost sometimes. You know? You have your own alone time with your girl, right? I know damn well the mom probably has a babysitter. You guys have your own time and get lost. The kids sometimes want some alone time too. So it's healthy for you to get lost. Not a problem at all. It actually helps the relationship with everyone. Because then they don't feel like you're trying to take their mommy away from them. You know? It's all within timing. It's all within patience. You know, just don't be so glued to your boyfriend or girlfriend all the time. And the kids see that, man. They're gonna it's just gonna rub off wrong. You know, while you're basically just having a relationship with the children, try to see if you could develop like some trust, some honesty, which it does take time, you know, depends on situations. Every situation is different. You know, do you listen to them? Can they trust you? For example, if the kid, love soccer, hey, in his eyes, you better like soccer, especially in the early stages. And all these things that I'm discussing is very important, man, because these kids gotta live with it. They have no choice. You have a choice. You have a choice to be in that family or not. You have a choice. The kids don't. The kids don't. Just think about that. So for people that are not the biological mother or father, just when you're spending time with the children, just think about your childhood. Think about it. Just think about what you went through as a child. Everyone's children, right? Did you have a good childhood? Did you have your mom and daddy there all the time? Did you love when mommy and daddy fought? See yourself through the kids' eyes. Your job is supposed to be there for the children, biological or not. Especially not, because they just feel like they're not involved in anything because you're not their blood. But they will learn to be that way if they could trust you, if you show them. Start with making them feel that you are family. Not one bad way to start off with, if you're going out on a date with your girlfriend. I mean, if you guys are going to Applebee's, you know, a kid could go for some ice cream too. Don't just have her keep leaving their child with a babysitter every Friday night while you're going to a place that you could also interact with the children as well. Give it a shot, man. Give it a shot. If somebody displays that much behavior, that you're going out with you so much and not asking about your kids, not talking about your kids, and they already met, it's a problem. It's a problem. Something's going on in that brain cell. Every kid is innocent. They don't know no better. They know what their parents teach them. And Jesus Christ, if one of them is not there, then help out. But you don't take anything out on them. Whatever happens in your relationship with your significant other, don't put that on the kids. And I see that a lot. I see a lot of people going out on dates and never spending time with their children that's not biological. I don't want to say stepkids. I'm sick of that. Sick of it. Stepkids. They're not poison. If you're in a relationship, they're your kids too. Stepfather. What's it? Everybody's rented now. It's just so if something else happens and separates, then I guess you were never a father. Just doesn't make sense. And again, I'm not saying it's not easy. It's not easy. But you gotta give it time, baby. You gotta give it time. Man, these kids are little used. They don't know no better, man. They're the most precious beings on earth. They're the future. I know you remember when you was a little kid. You didn't know no better. Your mom gave you the rice. You're not hungry. You hate rice. You just wait till they turn their back and you just dump all that rice in the back of the sofa and say, that was delicious. You just don't know no better. Give these kids a chance. Make them feel special. If you're in deep with your relationship and you see that there is a future with this person that you're speaking with, or you're the girlfriend or the boyfriend, come on, you got to give it your all. There's no 20-80, none of that 70-30. If you're in a relationship with a woman that has children, it's not theirs. Doesn't matter if the biological father's there or not. You make sure those kids are your priority. Because also, guess what? These kids are growing. And what I mean by that, they're growing. They're growing to trust you. They're growing to trust their mom and dad. They're growing. They see things. They see their mom is happy or their daddy's happy. They see it. If your ankle's in the water, you better dive in. That's why I get it. When you're talking with somebody, you find out that they have kids, and people are very hesitant to reveal their kids to the other. And that's the reason why. It's not a game. So salute to them. Salute to everybody that held their kids back before getting to anything serious. And it's a shame on the people that don't. Because you might meet some jackasses or whoever. Does it work out? Guess what? Your kid is confused. And it's your fault. So yeah, so it's not hard, guys. You love that person, you make sure you be there for them. There's gonna be times they're gonna be stressed. You're gonna have times that a kid might have pooped in your car. They don't know no better. Maybe stolen some money from you or something. They don't know no better. You're gonna be angry. But you gotta remember, they're kids. They just want to be loved. The same way you wanted to be loved when you was a kid. And sometimes people that don't treat their kids that's not biologically theirs, treat them wrong because they didn't have a damn dad. And that's wrong. Because the whole point of having children is basically to give them a better life of what you had before. You don't want them to be like you. You want them to be better than you. Better. With my two boys, oh man, they, when I came in the picture, these guys were like, how you say it? They were wild. They were wild. But they were good boys. Wild and crazy, but good boys with good hearts. Just a little lost. Because the biological one wasn't there. But I understood it. I was prepared for it. Every time I looked at their eyes, I just remembered when I was a kid. How nothing matters. Nothing matters. The only thing that mattered was what mom did or do or where they were or what dad did or would do or would say or where he's at. And I could just imagine the effect it is on a kid for someone that doesn't have a mom or dad, or someone that doesn't have anybody to be there for them. I could just imagine. Because it basically meant the world to me when my dad took me out somewhere, or my dad gave me advice. Meant the world. So I can just imagine how it would feel for them, because it damn sure was worth it for me. This is real life. We might not have superpowers, but we are heroes. And I would definitely die for my boys. And I feel that way because of the time and the time, days, nights I spent with my boys. Even conversations with my wife before she was my wife about the boys. Little by little, I cared for them at first, because I just care for children. I have a big heart. But I fell in love with them day by day. Day by day. The most wonderful feeling in the world, to know that you're not their blood, they depend on you. And I'm telling you, people, everyone could have this feeling. But it's not going to be one-sided. Put some time in it. You see they're interested in something, get involved. It's not about you no more. We're already old. It's not about us. They're the future. And right now, these days, that I'm ashamed because everyone's selfish. Everyone's selfish. I'm here to tell you that if you're in a situation that you're speaking with someone and they have children of their own, this ain't for the selfish. You're dealing with lives. And it's a blessing to have children that are not your own and to look up to you as you were their own. And that's the reason why there's no such thing as a step child or step kids.